If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome back to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. I'm Chewy, and this month I'm once again joined by Nina and Sergio, and it looks like Nintendo paid us a visit recently and dropped off a Nintendo Direct. We'll take some time to open up that package, and afterwards, we'll talk about what the Mario movie means for more Nintendo movies in the future. Could this be the start of the next Animal Crossing movie or TV show? Finally, we invite you to join us at a town hall to go over the latest sales numbers for Animal Crossing New Horizons. So without further ado, hello Sergio, how are you doing?
Hello Chewy, I'm doing rather well. It's been a nice month. Very exciting things happening on the Nintendo side of things, which is awesome. Excited to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Also excited about the Nintendo things happening. Yeah. And then, hi Nina, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a rough rough couple of weeks because there's lots of bugs going around school. But, you know, working through it.
Whenever I think of bugs, I always think of Steven Universe. There's an episode where Steven goes off on some, like, adventure with, what's his name? Onion Boy? I forget. But anyways, he just like takes his fist and smushes it into his hand to indicate like smush the bug. And Steven Universe, he's very uncomfortable with that idea. Already off topic. Let's talk about the Direct, everyone. That was a cool thing that happened recently. What did you think? Anything stand out? Are you excited? And I don't know, either of you can answer.
Go, Sergio.
Yeah, well, I was excited for one thing only, really. Everything else would have been a nice little extra. And that one thing was Pikmin 4, and that was the opening to the Direct. So I was set right from the beginning. To me, well, I guess since that's what I was looking forward to, that was the best part of the Direct, and that's definitely the game I'm the most excited for. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everything else was a cherry on top. So I got a lot of cherries on my cake because, you know, Pikmin 4 was the cake and everything else was cherries. But yeah, I'm very excited for that.
I'm just imagining you, like, you turned on the thing. You're like, oh, I hope they show Pikmin 4. They show Pikmin 4, and then you're like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
And just turn it on. but same. I mean, I was so excited for Pikmin 4. And after watching that trailer, I am still so excited for Pikmin 4. It just looks so fun and cute. And I'm in a Pikmin mood. I am about to buy, like, Hey Pikmin on 3DS, which could be a mistake. But because, you know, nobody even remembers Hey Pikmin exists. Let alone cares. So,
do you guys think that the videos they showed for Pikmin 4 are still in development though? Because I did know I'm super excited for Pikmin 4 too, but I did notice that the way that they were following the crew member was not as fluid as it was in Pikmin 3. And I'm hoping they change that.
I don't know. That could be, like, the camera angle and the switch being, like, probably pushed by some of the environments. It loads up in the background based on that. Because the thing with, like, Pikmin 3, it's, like, more top-down, you know? So the perspective can really, like, hone in on, like, so many assets at a time. And so I kind of wonder if it's that. Like, it's just facing some performance issues. And if that's the case, I don't know if it'll get much better.
I'm just gonna have to get used to it, I guess.
Which is, I mean, Nintendo does a good enough job to, like, make the games run and look nice. And always with these things, I always like to remind people, like, anything that's, like, uploaded or live streamed on YouTube or Twitch, and that's all gonna get, like, super compressed, so it, like, doesn't blow up computers when they're sharing all of this content via the internet. And I mean, YouTube, their compression, you're looking at an image that is a lot reduced in quality than what you're actually going to see on your Switch. So it'll look better.
I guess I didn't explain myself well enough. I mean, like, in Pikmin 3, which is one of my most favorite games ever, when you're running around, the Pikmin follow you like a stream of water almost, you know? Right, they're very fluid. But in this Pikmin 4 trailer, they, like, if the crewmate turns, they all turn behind it like they're one entity. It's very odd. You guys take a look at it again next time you guys watch it. It bothered me a little. But I'm sure it's still going to be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be. The setting for it alone is what gets me excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, we're like, there's a house in the background. What is this? I hope there's like an adventure into the house, and maybe. And I feel like that kind of gives more grounding toward the, like, Pikmin 2 had those like underground cave levels.
Right.
And I'm like, are we like in somebody's basement, like, while we're doing that? Like, that type of stuff really interests me. Just like grounding the setting with a more, like, I guess, solidified location.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The crewmate looks really cute, and the dog looks really cute.
Oh my God.
Yes. 100%. They're adorable. I didn't like pause too closely on the trailer, but I do remember seeing like a couple other crewmates.
I think
people said there was like four playable characters. I'm like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like, let's up it to four since it's Pikmin 4.
Right. Oh.
But I'm also like, give me four player modes that are online. Oh. I was always sad that Pikmin 3 on the Switch didn't get online for like Bingo Battle.
Yes.
Missed opportunity. I want online Bingo Battle.
Me too.
It'd be so good. So Nina, I guess what stood out to you in the Direct? What did you think?
I went into this Direct with like very low expectations because recently the Directs have just kind of not been for me. I haven't been excited about a Direct in, I feel like, a couple of years. But this one, as it went on, I was like, oh, wait, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. Like, there's more and more stuff. So I guess I'm back in my era of Nintendo. I'm excited again.
Nice.
Yeah. And maybe it's just because, like, you've had your time with Animal Crossing and you're more open to more of the Nintendo stuff. But also, I did feel like this was full of, like, very specific Chewy asks in my case. I was like, I'm one of four people asking for the Bats and Kaitos remakes. Nobody else in the world cares. I know that for a fact, but I do.
Yeah. That was like me with the what is it called? The new Fashion Dreamer one. I was like, yes, I love that game series. I'm like the only one I know who plays it.
Exactly. Like, I feel like they're getting to that point where they're like, let's just throw the weird things in there that only a few people are asking
for.
Because it'll, one, distract them, and two, maybe other people will get in and do it. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found plenty of things that I was excited for. Some stuff, like, I don't, wave one of Splatoon 3's DLC, like the paid DLC, I'm like, why? I'm not paying for that.
No, yes, good.
it's just a different skin for the lobby, I guess not even the lobby, the hub world, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, I press X and I go straight to the lobby.
Yeah.
Or straight to the shops. Like, I don't walk around that thing. I'm not going to walk around the new one. It'll be like a cool little scenic thing, but I'm like, don't charge people for this. This is a free update thing. It will eventually be attached to like the next story mode, which is cool. I'm like, I just saw that and I was like, they couldn't resist doing Chaos and Order. Like, they had to pull them both in with Side Order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool. But yeah, like I said, just a bunch of little things that I was into. But I did want to get into, like, what are you going to buy? And what do you, like, recommend for anybody who saw the direct and maybe didn't see something that they were, like, super interested in? Sergio, you can kick us off here.
Sure. And one of the cherries that I really liked from the direct was Metroid Prime Remastered, because that was heavily rumored for a very, very long time, and it finally came out, and it came out that day, digitally at least. So by the time this episode is out, you can actually also buy it physically, and I would definitely recommend that game if you're ever interested at all in how it looks. The Metroid Prime series is just great, and if you haven't played it especially, it's one of those games that you're going to remember for a long time. It's going to stick with you for sure. I would also recommend Fantasy Life. It looks really good. Yes. And if anybody didn't play the original, I think it wasn't the DS, right? That was a really good game.
3DS.
Oh, 3DS. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like Animal Crossing, but it has, you know, different aspects. You get you can get a specific job, and you can kind of master that and then get another one. Very, very unique and very, very good game. And also, last but not least, since we got the Game Boy Advance games for the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack, I would recommend The Legend of Zelda The Minish Cap if you haven't played it. It's a great Zelda game, and I feel like a lot of people might have overlooked it or just haven't gotten around to it. It's a really good game, and it kind of has, like, pigment to it with the Picori, the little people in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, highly recommend that one.
They're Picori men.
Yeah.
Agreed with your list. Metroid Prime, you bring up a lot of things, because we're heading into a month where the 3DS and Wii U eShops are getting, like, shut down. Not, like, completely. You'll still be able, as far as we know, for the future, however long, we'll still be able to, like, go into the eShop, re-download games in case we haven't got them, still get updates for games and things through there. But we won't be able to make any new purchases of games on those eShops. And so I've literally been recently looking at the Metroid Prime trilogy that's available on the Wii U. And that, I mean, it's $20, so half the price of the remake. Oh. But also, the remake looks really nice. And I'm like, which one do I get now? Do I think they're going to remake the second and third ones? Because I've always wanted to play through these games and have been recently getting into Metroid. And so, yeah, that's one to point out. The Minish Cap, totally bringing back GBA things. Oh, I skipped over Fantasy Life, because we have to talk about Fantasy Life.
Yeah.
The jobs are incredible. They're so different from, like, it's basically like a career system that I wish Animal Crossing had a bit more of. Like, with animals, when we talk about them getting, like, day jobs and stuff, I'm like, this has it. Like, they can become chefs, they can become tailors, they can become little warriors to fight monsters and stuff. I mean, that stuff doesn't exist in Animal Crossing, but, like, these are things that you can do in Fantasy Life. And they're, once again, 3DS eShop is closing. You can get it on there, and there's DLC specifically for that game. I think that DLC is accessible after you beat the game, but it's like $8, and you'll only be able to purchase that for, you know, the next month before the eShop closes. So if that's a game that interests you and you want to, like, experience that before the Switch one comes out, because the Switch one already looks like it has so many new things that are very Animal Crossing influenced.
They totally stole terraforming.
And building stuff and all the decorating and things. It's just, there was decorating in Fantasy Life. You did have that and as part of your little house that you got in that game.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, I mean, the whole deserted island concept seems to be adopted in this game. Nina, did you have more to say about Fantasy Life? Because I know you were a fan of this game, too.
I loved it. I just loved the story, too. The story was so good. And it's, like, mixes open world with, you know, like, decoration and following a story really well. It never feels overwhelming. It's like a cozy game, but also an adventure game. I really liked it.
It mixes a lot of fun things, I think, that fans of Animal Crossing will definitely love. The GBA stuff, I recently realized like how many Game Boy Advance games have influenced my tastes in video games, and specifically like a game that I would love to make. I was telling Nina about it yesterday and just remembering all these exciting things from GBA games that I love. I can't wait to see how that library grows. Minish Cap, phenomenal. Mario and Luigi, those games, you gotta play them.
Yes.
They're eventually gonna add Golden Sun, which is like people need to experience that RPG. It's amazing. I kind of wonder if they'll, everybody's wondering if they'll add like Pokemon stuff to those, because those games are huge for the GBA. But yeah, and then outside of that, for Animal Crossing fans, I mean, Fantasy Life, Disney Dreamlight Valley, definitely fall along those lines. Pikmin 4, sort of, I would say, just in cuteness, but gameplay, you're going to be sad when your Pikmin die. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
the worst.
The fact of the matter. You feel like a terrible human
when
your Pikmin die.
Especially when it happens, like, the first time by accident. You're like, yes, I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. And then for GameCube fans, specifically like RPG fans, Tales of Symphonia and Baton Kaitos are—I still have them on my shelf to this day. What I love about them is they had the mini discs on GameCube, but those games were two disc games because they were too big to fit on those little tiny discs. Which is fun. Tales of Symphonia, I'm a huge fan of the Tales series. There's several of those games on Switch now. Is it just Tales of Vesperia that's on there?
Right.
They have the good ones, basically. all the good Tales games. The Symphonia in particular is just like such a great adventure with like a huge twist at the midpoint, and then you're like, oh, everything I thought I believed is wrong. And that it's such a great story. Baton Kaitos totally follows that kind of thing. It's from Monolith Soft. That one, Baton Kaitos, is Monolith Soft, and they made Xenoblade, all the Xenoblade games and stuff. This was before then, another GameCube game. Just a fun little card battling game with a huge epic story that has wacky voice acting and hilarious outfits that characters wear that are a lot less revealing than Xenoblade ones.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes you uncomfortable. But yeah, fun. And then Metroid Prime, another GameCube game. I feel like making a list now of all the GameCube games that have come to Switch, because we have had like Mario Sunshine through that All-Star Collection. You know, there's some little GameCube games that are, I don't know if they'll add GameCube to NSO eventually. I hope they do, but also it does feel like a lot of GameCube games are getting remade. There's the Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, which was originally Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life. That was the GameCube game. GameCube's making an appearance on Switch, like a lot more every year. So it's cool to see it. But yeah, for retro fans, get those GBA games. This is really like putting, to me, the expansion pack for NSO over the edge of like worth it.
Yes.
Where I'm like GBA games really hold up and do some really awesome things. So I think it's at the point. It's worth it. It's finally worth it to spend more money on online. Nina, what are your recommendations, or what are you looking forward to buying?
Well, Pikmin obviously is going to be amazing.
Nice.
And that Fashion Dreamer, again, like I said, is so much fun. I loved Style Savvy Trendsetters on the 3DS. That I was obsessed with that game. It's like you own a little shop and you have to order your clothes, and then customers come in and they're like, I'm going to go on a casual date in a picnic. What would you think I should wear? And then you give them little outfits, and it's so much fun, super casual, super cozy. I like it a lot. So I'm interested to see what this one's like. I still got to get back into that Disney game. What is it called again?
Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah. So this Illusion Island one that's coming out, I keep telling myself I'm going to play, and I need to, so maybe this will get me playing again. But that's got a lot of, like, farming and cozy vibes, too, if you're into Disney. I was so excited for Katamari coming back. I love those games.
I've never played them. I've always been interested. Yeah, there's actually going to be, it's the next free trial game, the Katamari Damacy reroll. Right. I think is a remake of the first one.
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that. They're so much fun. They're silly, and the art style is hilarious, and it's just fun.
Which is what you need from a game. Just
fun. Yeah. Fantasy Life's going to be awesome. That teaser for Layton is really interesting. I love puzzle Layton games. They usually have great stories, too, and amazing animation. So I'm hoping this one's good.
Yeah.
There was a couple.
I love Professor Layton.
They're amazing.
Well. Yeah.
I feel like I know, I've Sergio, been in a slump with him.
Your experience was just the crossover, right? With
Ace Attorney?
Ace Attorney, right?
Yeah, well, I also played the first one, and that was enough for me. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of Professor Layton. I had to endure the crossover only because of Phoenix Wright.
Which is fine. For me, I'm like, yes, give me more puzzles. I love those.
Yeah, and it's a good mix of, like, if you like puzzles and riddles and things, but also it's got a great story, too. So it almost sometimes the animation feels a little Miyazaki to me, just a little bit, but it's fun. Then I think two of the was Have a Nice Death a scroller. I can't remember. I wrote that one down because it looked really interesting. I gotta look it up.
I want to say it showed up in the little what do they call it?
The sizzle reels. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one looked really cute.
Yeah, they showed off more of it last direct, I think.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look back at that. That and what is it called? There was another Disney game that they showed.
That's the Illusion Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the scroller one where the animation looked really interesting.
It does, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are on my list. Well, I got to keep an eye out for all of those things.
Yeah. It was fun. I think it had a lot of cute little things for people, and then very specific things for me.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is going to be basically. I wanted to bring up because this is kind of what news we're going to have from Nintendo for a while until they decide to do another direct. I don't know when that will pop up. Judging by like the games they showed off, maybe this summer we'll get like a big direct again. I'm sure we'll get like game specific ones, especially with like Zelda coming pretty soon. But like the other thing we've got to talk about, of course, is like no Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Except for kind of Animal Crossing, because famously the same all of the Splatoon and Animal Crossing games run through the same development team at Nintendo. They're a huge development team, so there's some shared people, some people who are not shared and only work on either game, you know? But after seeing what they had for Splatoon 3 and kind of seeing like what their updates have been for Splatoon 3 lately, I'm like, how hard are they trying on this game? They've probably got like a decent amount of people working on the next Animal Crossing. That was the message I got from this, where I was like, all right, so you have nothing for Wave 1 DLC. Clearly it's because Animal Crossing is the focus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was my thought. It's mostly a joke. I don't expect to hear anything Animal Crossing related for a while, but I mean, after how well it sold, which we'll get to at the end of this show, I do think that like they're probably thinking of Animal Crossing in a much more serious way than they have been.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, Chewy. Don't get everybody's hopes up like this.
And by that, I mean, like, we're waiting 4 years. 4 years instead of, what was it, between New Leaf and New Horizons? Seven
right,
years?
Right.
This is so 4 years instead of seven.
This is The title of this episode will be Animal Crossing is coming, and here's why.
And I mean 4 years from now, which would be like 6 years of waiting instead of seven. So like one year better. You know what I mean? We'll still have to wait for the new console, because I don't really foresee a world where it makes sense to have multiple like mainline Animal Crossing games on the same console. You know, I could see a spinoff, but I mean, after how the spinoffs went with the 3DS, I don't know if Nintendo wants to do that again.
Maybe not. I still want our KK Rhythm game.
That's the one. That's the one that's going to get people to love Animal Crossing spinoffs.
And then KK could be a fighter in Smash because he has his own game.
True. he needs to be. Yeah. I don't know why he isn't yet. 2026, is that 4 years from now? No, 2025.
What?
Somewhere in those years. Maybe we'll get Animal Crossing.
After the Olympics. Oh, gosh.
Exactly. It's the Olympics, the World Cup, the Animal Crossing. In that order. Oh. let's get into our next topic here. Another big thing happening in the world of Nintendo is the release of the upcoming Mario movie, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. We want to talk about specifically like what this means for Animal Crossing and other Nintendo franchises. Are they going to get the same treatment? But let's start first with the obvious question. Are you excited for the Mario movie? How are you feeling, Nina?
I am starting to get a little excited, but really have not been excited about it. I'm not a huge fan of Chris Pratt, except for Parks and Rec, you know. And I don't understand why he's the voice of Mario. I don't understand it. They have such a history of what Mario sounds like, and then to just change it completely, not even like in stages of changing it, just even Peach's voice, complete change. I don't know. Have you guys seen those fan like redubs going around where people do the trailer but with a Mario voice?
Yeah. Did you see the one specifically where they use Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers?
No! That sounds incredible.
I'm just like, do that. Yeah. It's so much better than but I agree. I mean, like, Chris Pratt, I have no feelings towards him outside of like, yeah, I like Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, everything I've heard, I'm just like, it's Chris Pratt. I don't hear any difference. Like, it's not working for me.
Yeah. Where did Let's Go go? It's just like, all right, guys, let's get those mushrooms. Like,
Peach, I don't mind the change so much, just because like I feel her voice in the games has never really resonated with me.
That's
too much. So with that, I was more open to it being changed. You know what I mean? With Mario, though, like the complaint I feel like we saw the entire time, or at least the support we saw for Mario having a different voice, was just like, do you really want to listen to Mario as played by Charles Martin? But at this for like 2 hours, and I'm like, I mean, don't we play Mario games for longer than 2 hours? Like, we've dealt with it. Like, that's already something that we've done. It doesn't seem like too out of place to listen to that for 2 hours.
Well, and we've had a movie with a Mario in it who didn't have that voice, and it was incredible. That old
and
Mario
a show.
Brothers movie.
And
maybe
a show
we'll
that
open.
Had it. Yeah. Which, shout out to the Nintendo, the Video Game History Foundation and the Video Game History Hour podcast that they do. They recently did one on the Zelda show, like the cartoon.
Yeah. That show's amazing. Deranged.
Yeah, they got to speak to like people behind making the show and everything. And there was a cool article about it, I think, on Polygon recently. Oh. I want to go look it up, but really fun episode. But it was all part of like the Nintendo Power Hour that had like the Mario show as well from that. But yeah, voice acting aside, mm-hmm. did you call the number in their weird ad that they did?
What? No.
There is a phone number that you can call, and you it's Luigi answers. It's Charlie Day as Luigi.
Oh. Charlie Day is gonna be good. Also, Jack, like where Jack Black leads, I will follow.
Yes.
Yes. Jack Black forever.
Jack Black is my king.
truly a great, amazing person.
wait, tell us about this call. What though?
I mean, I won't spoil it, but you can call a number. I'll try to share the tweet.
Yeah, later. Give us the number, try to Chewy. Retweet it again. Don't be shy.
I'll retweet it again, but there's this little ad for the Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers Plumbing. I think there's a website. I think it's like smbplumbing.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to find the number there. I'm going right now just to share it with you. But they had this ad for their plumbing service, and it included a number. Okay, I found it. 929-55-MARIO. You can call or text them, and they're now serving Brooklyn and Queens.
929-55-MARIO.
It's worth calling Mario? And listening to the little voicemail.
Nice.
And I haven't texted it, but I'll text it to you later and see what happens. But yeah, that's what they got going on. It's great. Outside of that, I think I'm more hyped for the movie than you are, Nina, but mostly because the posters. I think the posters they've been putting up on Twitter and like Instagram, they look so cool. And I want them all. I got to catch them all. I want them all to be on my wall in my background. It's great.
Ooh, I've got to look up these posters.
I just think they look good. I think the art is great for them. Yeah. How are you feeling, Sergio?
You know, I'm not really looking forward to the movie. Well, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think it's going to be that good. So I'm going in with low expectations. I'm hoping to be wrong. You know, I'm hoping to be surprised by it. Mm. I just don't know if we need like a Mario origin story, because we have been playing as Mario for like 30 years. I don't think it's very like adequate to be like seeing him learning how to jump. I mean, that's his thing, you know? But I mean, I get it. It's like it kind of feels like the easy way to do a video game character movie. But again, we'll see how I feel after I watch it. But I do have one complaint, and it is, where's Yoshi? Because we haven't seen Yoshi in the movie at all or in the posters. A friend of mine told me that maybe it's because they're setting up a sequel and it's going to be all about Yoshi, which I think, I don't know. I don't know how hopeful that is, but yeah, I haven't seen Yoshi, and it's not in any of the like fast food toys that are going to be tied with the movie. So I just think Yoshi's not going to be in
it. Oh my gosh.
And that is so wrong to me, because Yoshi has been with Mario for so many years, and nope, not in the movie.
Maybe that's why they have like the new Yoshi's Island Mario Kart level coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's like a callback to Yoshi taking care of little baby Mario and baby Luigi.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, that lends to itself to like be some sort of prequel thing for this movie. If they made a Yoshi movie, they're like, here's baby Mario and baby Luigi and baby Peach.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
Maybe we'll get some Easter eggs. Maybe we'll get some Yoshi eggs in the movie for Yoshi.
I feel like Yoshi's got to pop up, right?
Right?
Hopefully.
It seems weird.
Huh.
Good call out. I had not noticed
Me
the
either.
Absence of Yoshi.
And
that's sad.
I feel terrible.
Because I love Yoshi.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that Nintendo will explore like more games through movies or TV? Like, is Animal Crossing on the table for this? Oh. Are they? What are your thoughts, Nina?
I mean, that would be incredible. I don't think it's on the table. We've gotten our, you know, most beloved movie, but Oh, I don't know about Animal Crossing getting a movie anytime soon, unfortunately.
We got one in the past.
They did, yeah.
Greatest, well, Japan perfect did. Movies don't exist. Oh, oh, wait, yes. Animal Crossing exists.
I don't know. I just feel like Nintendo still doesn't understand the power of Animal Crossing. they time and time again show us that they're not, especially in America, they're not going to put the effort into, you know, anything.
Yeah. Well, do you think they'll at least like do some other like Nintendo movies or TV shows?
Oh, I've got ideas. yes. As much as I would want it to be Animal Crossing, I think that they could do, especially after this Mario movie comes out, I think they could do a Captain Toad spinoff where he goes treasure hunting with Toadette. Because those games were incredible. I really loved the Captain Toad games. I love a puzzle. The art was adorable. And I think that'd be really cute, especially if this movie does well. That would be adorable.
You just, that made me think, like, it lends, I feel like Captain Toad, you remember watching, like, any Pikachu or Pokemon movie, and there's a little short at the beginning before it?
Right.
Like, some sort of Pokemon. I feel like Captain Toad lends himself to being, like, a little short before a Nintendo movie plays. Like, that would be really cute. And then that made me remember the Pikmin shorts that existed. I think you could probably still find them, but they had them on 3DS. Like, you could watch full 3D versions of these Pikmin shorts. And then there was, like, HD ones that you could watch, too. But yeah, like, I feel like there's such an opportunity for at least, like, little Nintendo shorts, you know?
Yeah.
Nintendo Short Film Festival. Make that a thing, Nintendo.
maybe.
Yeah. Just create little Nintendo shorts that we can watch. What other ideas do you have, Nina?
I love Detective Pikachu also. So I think it'd be really interesting to keep pushing that with Pokemon, because it's so interesting to see how scary Pokemon are in real life. And I thought Detective Pikachu kind of walked that line really well. So I'd like to see more of that. It was funny. The realism was good. I thought it blended really well. I've even seen some fan movies online of, like, coming across Pokemon in real life and then just, like, having to run, you know? Or did Pokemon make those? I can't remember. But I want more. I want more. It doesn't necessarily have to be Detective Pikachu, but more Pokemon movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real life movies.
Yeah, and then, live action.
Yeah, live action. And then going along with that live action stuff, like, so in my Nintendo Nerds class, when we play Smash Brothers, none of those kids know any of the Fire Emblem characters. They don't know who they are. they just know that they have, like, swords and stuff. So I think it'd be really interesting to also have a live action Fire Emblem movie so that, you know, those characters get more recognition in America, more mainstream recognition. If you're a Nintendo gamer, you've played Fire Emblem or at least tried it out. But I think that could be really interesting too. It'd be a good adventure movie.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't even think of, like, a Fire Emblem movie. Yeah. I feel like those already lend themselves to that.
Yeah.
Having actual, like, plots and stories.
Yeah, there are stories with beginnings and endings already.
Yeah, so it would work. They could make some characters. Hopefully, I don't like Fire Emblem Engage's look too much.
Yeah.
But, like, more of the classic art style. Awakening, I felt, had, like, a great art style.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And if it ends up being live action, they could really do, like, beautiful costuming and stuff. I think it'd be cool.
You're right. I'm for it. They should do that.
I also want my like, never gonna happen, but would be incredible. It would be, like, an HBO TV series of Hades.
Oh,
I love that game.
That would be really cool. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I feel like that stuff is getting becoming more commonplace.
Yeah. And Hades was very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is another one coming too.
Yeah. On the way. Yeah.
Anyways, what about you guys?
Yeah, Sergio, I guess do you think Nintendo will explore more games or movies?
I think so. I mean, I think it hinges on how successful the Mario movie is going to be, but I think it's going to be successful enough for Nintendo to keep at it, you know, particularly movies. But I do have an idea for a great TV show. I think you guys are going to like it. Because I do think Animal Crossing is on the table, on the very, Ooh. Very far away table, mind you. Okay. But a Saturday morning type TV show for Animal Crossing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That just makes sense. Did either of you watch Viva Piñata?
No.
They had a show?
Yeah, they did. And it was pretty good.
What?
I love the games. I had no idea.
I gotta look this up.
I feel like this is unlocking some memory in my brain right now.
Yeah, but I think Animal Crossing would work absolutely great as like a cartoon, like a weekly show. There's so many characters they could feature. They could even say, okay, every episode is going to be dedicated to like a different character, either a special one or just a villager. So you wouldn't necessarily need like top-notch voice actors other for like, you know, they're recurring the main characters. But yeah, I think it would be so awesome to explore a villager every week on each episode. And they could feature so many things that we love about Animal Crossing. So I think that's the TV show that I would want to see Nintendo do, or at least like the cartoon type of TV show.
Mm-hmm. I'm for it. That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely hope Nintendo will like continue, I guess, adapting their stuff to different mediums. TV shows, I think, would be fun. Movies, of course, would be fun. I think Zelda leans itself to that well, but in my head I always think of Link as he speaks sign language. I don't think he speaks with a voice, you know. And so I think that'd be interesting, at least to explore that part of his character, the silent hero protagonist that he is. But yeah, in general, I just want to see more Nintendo brand recognition across the board. You know, the theme park just opened up. The movie is on the way. I mean they're working on it. We're seeing them actively making all of this stuff and working on it, so
right,
it's gotta be happening. And then we talked a bit about like kind of the stuff we hope to see. I guess what franchises from Nintendo do you think will get like the movie treatment before Animal Crossing does? Because let's face it, Animal Crossing will probably be the more difficult one for them to approach just by the nature of what the game is.
Right.
So yeah, Sergio, what are you kind of thinking will happen before then?
I think before then, I mean, I think the next one that pretty much everyone is going to agree with is Zelda. It's actually kind of already been rumored that a Zelda movie is in the works. I think it's more on like the Pixar or Illumination type of animation. So it's not necessarily like a serious tone to the movie, which I would actually prefer more of a serious tone to Zelda. But either way, I think that's the Nintendo franchise that makes sense after Mario, you know. But after that, and I was thinking, well, which one follows Mario and Zelda? But then I had a thought, what about all of them? And just do like a Smash Brothers type of movie. I mean, we kind of had that already in Brawl for the Wii, Super Smash Brothers Brawl. It had a lot of cutscenes and it had a pretty crazy story with all the characters kind of involved in it. So I think Nintendo could do something like that if they wanted to. And that would definitely bring brand recognition to a lot of the characters that are not as mainstream as Mario or Link. So I think that would be a pretty cool one, honestly. And then I also thought of a high budget action movie in the Metroid universe. I think that's a bit of pie in the sky. If Nintendo really wants to push Metroid for some reason down the line, that could happen. But I kind of want to change that to Nina's idea, because I think Fire Emblem makes more sense for that also. So I kind of want to see that now. I want to see a Fire Emblem live action movie.
It'd be fun.
Yeah,
I'd love it. Yeah, I agree with like all of your list, honestly. the Smash Bros. One, I mean, come on, why not make it? Make everybody's cool. different movie and then bring them all together to fight whatever Master Hand's got up his sleeve, his invisible sleeve this time.
Well, and if they're going to do that, they have to make an Animal Crossing movie because Isabelle's a fighter. So there we go. Yeah. Get best of both worlds.
They're going to have to. Unless they cheat the system and they're like, oh, we'll just introduce them during this big one where they all get together.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, people. Give us what we want. You know what it is. Great. I love those. I have heard like rumors about like a Donkey Kong movie possibly being in the works or like a Donkey Kong game. I think I don't know if I believe it. I think we still have to kind of see how Donkey Kong is received in this movie.
Right.
Played by Seth Rogen, of course.
Oh, cute.
So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I mean, outside of that, I would love a Zelda. After playing a couple Metroid games, I think that series really leans itself toward like a cinematic type of interpretation. But I also am like, would this be too dark for Nintendo to pursue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it can get away with it in games and stuff, but I think when it comes to like movie ratings and things, if you can keep things PG-13, like it does much better for sales. Like as soon as something hits like R, it just like totally depletes that. And I mean, from everything we know from Nintendo, that's not what they're going for with anything. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard to say what they'll do. But yeah, I mean, Animal Crossing, just give me a slice of life anime.
Yeah.
A weekly little show to watch where things are cute and adorable. And I'd be happy. That's all I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the movie, but more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like the movie, but more. And yeah. So I did also want to bring up that Animal Crossing currently has an ongoing manga series. I think there's maybe like 4 or 5 issues out in Japan, but they're getting translated into English. I believe I have 2 of them so far, and I believe there's a 3rd one out there, if not now, maybe sometime soon. But I think that's something that's happening. I love that. They're really cute. They're very comedic if you read them. More of a comedy interpretation of the series. And Nina, I think you read them too, right?
I own one. I have not opened it yet.
I've read like the first one. It's just like funny hijinks from villagers that have moved into the same island.
I will say I'm not a huge fan of the art style. That's been holding me back. I'm like afraid to read it because I don't want to hate it.
I understand that. I think it fits the vibe that they're going for. It's just goofy.
We'll
it's
give a, it a chance.
It's a comedy series for sure.
Okay, good to know.
There's a couple Splatoon mangas as well.
Oh,
there's like an initial one, and then there's a new one I just found out about that has a different art style from that. I know because I got them for my nephew this past holiday season, and. But yeah, so we've got like these manga series. What other forms of entertainment do you want for Animal Crossing? Like we've got the games, we've got these books, we've got some CDs, we've got the Totsukeike music instrumental selection. I just turned to look at that on my shelf. It's so pretty. Sergio, what would you like?
I mean, a KK's Lighter concert type show would be awesome for sure.
Yes.
And you know, we kind of had that already with the holographic type concerts that Nintendo does sometimes. They do them for Splatoon, but they do feature KK Slider. So I think it's time for an all KK show. Make it happen, Nintendo. I mean, I think that would be a great way to promote the next Animal Crossing game for sure. But I do have other ideas. And keeping it to literature to begin with, I had a thought about like a series of novels. from Katie's perspective. I think, you know, she's traveled far and wide and she's visited many towns. So I think it's time for her to, like, jot down her journals and speak about the towns and the villagers that she meets in these towns. So, like, a series of novels of Katie's travels, basically. That would be pretty cool.
I feel like they could do that with, like, a couple of the characters, honestly. Like, there could be... It could be like Katie's diary or Rover's diary.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too.
Or any Porter, the little monkey that takes you on the train.
Cap'n.
I feel like this is Cap'n.
Yeah. Yeah.
KK Slider diary. Yeah, just
lots
all these
of
characters
travelers
that kind of like
Crossing, huh?
Yeah, all the ones that travel around, I feel like are an option for this type of series. Yeah. And then we could get like multiple books out of it, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a good idea. I love that.
And then I also thought of like an escape room, but it's not really like a dangerous type of escape room. It's more like a, you know, solve the puzzle and move to the next room type of thing. The characters that I can see that would have a room would be Red for sure, because he's just sneaky and wants to trap you. I think Katrina would be down for this as well.
Ooh.
And then I thought of one for Blathers, and this is going to be the best one because it's going to have an animatronic Blathers that just keeps talking all the time. And the point of the room is to find the bug and show it to Blathers so that he'll stop talking and you can move on.
Amazing. These are so good. An Animal Crossing escape room. That needs to be a thing.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nina, what about you? What would you like to see?
I've been doing a bunch of those traveling interactive exhibitions. You guys know what I'm talking about. I did Van Gogh. I know there's a Monet one going around. I did Harry Potter and Downton Abbey. And, you know, it's kind of like a museum, but some of it is interactive. And they're just cool. I don't know if they're a fad right now and if they're gonna, if they're gonna kind of die off, but I'd love to do a Animal Crossing one, or even if it was just a Nintendo one and it was an Animal Crossing room, that would be so much fun. 'Cause it just immerses you in each of the, like, I don't know, experiences and lands. And then there's a gift shop at the end. You can buy everything you want to buy. There's so much fun. I want more of those.
We've kind of gotten this from Nintendo in the past. Early on in the Switch, they had that like bus tour thing where they bring like the Nintendo bus. They only hit up like major cities, like three cities, I want to say. But that is something I'd love to see Nintendo explore a little bit more. They sometimes have like little events at stores. Like, for example, one I remember that was at Best Buy that I walked in randomly at Best Buy they had like a little booth with Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer binders. So that I got a binder from there, and that's where I keep all of my Welcome Amiibo cards, those ones. But yeah, they sometimes like pop up in stores randomly and have little goodies to give away to people who come and visit. And I don't think they ever announced those ones as far as I know. But the bus one, I do remember them announcing that they were going to go to different spots. And they basically had a bus and you could hop in and play some Switch demos.
Yeah.
And that was it. They did have, just before the Switch pop-up, I remember like a few little pre-Switch release events where people could go and try it out for the first time.
Right.
I happened to be in the area where they were having one of those. It just like I was in Washington, D.C., and they were having one like one of the days I was there. It was the day I was leaving.
Oh, wow,
and I was like, I could like wake up at 3 in the morning and go and wait in line and see them real quick. And then I was like, I'm gonna sleep. This console comes out in a month. I'll play it then. I already have my pre-order. But that was something that I could have done at some point. But I mean, not to be too long-winded about it, more Give us more of that.
Yeah. Yes. Like that.
Make it and make it Animal Crossing theme.
Or not pop up. What was the, when Animal Crossing was first coming out, was it at E3 where they had that like huge, no, I don't think it was at E3. It was like a huge room and like there was a giant nook you could get your picture with and trees.
That was PAX East.
Yeah.
Just it was just before Animal Crossing came out and we got like a nice look at kind of the early winter season when that happened. I think it was like early autumn. But we were all just fascinated with the colors that were in the game at that point in time. Yes, more pop-ups with fun picture times with Tom Nook and Isabel. this kind of, I guess my idea kind of ties along with yours. I want like same type of concept, little pop-up things, but I want them to like just be little shops and have the shopkeepers have stuff that you can buy from them. Yeah. Maybe they come in their campers, like in Pocket Camp, or the campers in Harv's Island.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so cute. And then all of the characters show up dressed up in their costumes. I will ask them to sell me that costume so I could dress up for that as Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted those costumes from like the original GameCube commercials, you know, where all the people are dressed up as a, I want a costume like that. I want to dress up as a villager for Halloween. That's my dream costume.
Look, those were handmade. I mean, like you can make that. They didn't look very technologically advanced.
Nina, you think I could make that? Come on.
Yes.
I'm talking, are you talking like the same ones, like the little mascot costumes?
Yes!
That are like big and bulky?
Yes.
How can I make that?
With like foam and felt, hard. You can do it.
Yeah, do it, Chewie. We believe in what? You.
Maybe if I start now, I'll have a costume by Halloween.
I want to see it.
The other thing I want to see, we've seen this pop up, but only in Japan, where Animal Crossing has some presence at like an aquarium or a zoo, you know, I wouldn't mind if more zoos, museums, aquariums, and anything where like blathers can be like a source of information there and you can get your little stamps like on Museum Day, you know, International Museum Day. I would not mind if more of that happened through like everywhere. Like, bring it all over the world. Why keep it just to Japan, you know? And then finally, I'm just still mad that there doesn't seem to be, like, any Animal Crossing representation at the Nintendo World theme park.
Hmm.
Why, I'll say this every single time, Nook's Cranny should be the gift shop.
Yes.
At the theme park.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fact that that's not the case is upsetting to me, and I did buy tickets to go literally in like a couple weeks. The park just opened yesterday as of this recording.
Oh.
People can go to Nintendo World now. It's sold out. You won't be able to get in this week.
Yeah. There's some really great vlogs though that show off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they're showing some things. But in 2 weeks, I'm going. 2 weeks from tomorrow, I will be at Nintendo World.
You got Sergio, tickets?
I did get tickets. Sergio, nice. What are you doing?
Sergio?
I'm just waiting. I wanted to like die down a little bit, but yeah, I'm excited.
Oh yeah, it's going to be packed.
Yes.
I will be part of that packed problem. we're going to go to Universal Studios. I'm going to keep my eye out for anything Animal Crossing, and I will report back on next month's podcast if I find anything or not. It might be just another disappointment, like the Animal Crossing DVD that I told you all about last time. It's just exercises, just the morning aerobics. That's what's on the DVD. Not amazing. But yeah, I'll keep an eye out. Like I said, I'm going to go ride Chris Pratt's Mario Kart Bowser's challenge, right?
You're gonna live stream the whole thing though, right? We're gonna be able to tune in. Should we cam?
I honestly don't know if my phone will be able to handle that with all those people around. Because I feel like the service is taken up.
You have to try.
I'll record. I'm going to record as much of it as possible, and I'll at least have that. But I'll ride those rides. I'll also ride Chris Pratt's Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that how that is. He has so many rides.
He does.
At Universal Studios. Those are the things. I want more theme park things for Animal Crossing. Give us the theme parks.
I can't wait hear your account.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to go. You'll get the update next month. Yay. On the podcast. Nice. So it'll be a fun one. Let's go ahead and jump into our final topic for this podcast. And it's really just a quick update on the New Horizon sales numbers. There was one that happened near the end of last year that I think is worth pointing out. So we'll start there. Animal Crossing New Horizons is the top-selling game of all time in Japan.
Yeah.
So this is very specific to Japan. But this happened around autumn last year. They reached 10.45 million copies sold in Japan. It just passed the Pokemon Red and Green versions that were at 10.23 million. So this record has stood since the first Pokemon games.
Wow.
It has been that long since a game has been a top seller. The only other one to come close to that was apparently Pokemon Gold and Silver at 7.12 million copies. Those are the second Pokemon games.
Yeah.
So this is a long-standing record. Before that, it was Super Mario Bros., the original Super Mario Bros. Game, at 6.81 million copies. And then Smash Bros. Is actually going up the list pretty quickly there. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate has sold 6.65 million copies. These numbers have likely changed since then. They've definitely changed because we have gotten updated numbers for New Horizons and Smash Ultimate. So that's likely to be different. And then I think the new Pokemon games, Scarlet and Violet, made a big splash. And Splatoon 3 also made a very big splash. Splatoon is huge in Japan. That game is just like does wonders there. So I imagine these numbers have probably shifted a little bit. I don't know. I think Splatoon 3 and the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet were getting higher numbers than Animal Crossing did at launch. So they could likely surpass Animal Crossing and some of these, but we'll see. The other thing I wanted to point out is that we did get updated worldwide numbers for New Horizons, and Animal Crossing New Horizons is still at number 2 with 41.59 million units. 41.59.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that's number 2 in the Switch. It's a huge, huge game all over the world still. I don't see it taking the number one spot anymore, just because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe just keeps getting bundled, it keeps getting sold, and it keeps getting DLC. Yeah. So they've brought some more life to that game.
Yeah,
unlike true. Animal Crossing. Give us some DLC, please. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is at 52 million, so over 10 million above Animal Crossing New Horizons current sales, but just barely. Just barely about
that. It's been out forever.
Oh, man. I mean, this is the second iteration of the game, too. So. it's been out forever. Animal Crossing, I don't see it catching up. It got real close at one point, but it's probably not going to surpass Mario Kart at this point. Third place, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate at 30.44 million. So Animal Crossing still has 10 million units on that game.
Right.
Which is wild to think about. Breath of the Wild, 29 million units. Breath of the Wild is, I think at this point, the highest selling Zelda game of all time.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Huge, huge game. for that series. Pokemon Sword and Shield is in fifth place at 25.68, and I only got the top five for that as well. But yeah, Animal Crossing, still chugging along, still people are still buying it. We'll see where it ends up once the new game comes out and totally everybody forgets New Horizons ever existed, right? I did want to give a brief update of the past Animal Crossing numbers, and I'll do them both chronologically, so by release, and then I'll do them from like lowest selling to highest selling. Population growing sold 2.27 million copies. That's the GameCube iteration of Animal Crossing, and that includes all of the different iterations of it. I think that might even include the N64 numbers, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, it's one of the lower selling ones, but that's bound to happen with a series when it first launches.
Right.
Wild World, 11.75 million. Quite a few more copies sold of Wild World than population growing. City Folk is 4.32 million. This one always surprises me, but it does remind me that though the Wii was a very successful console, it did not get, it did not sell games very well. Wii Sports, everybody got that and was like, yep, that's all I play on here. And other games did not see that type of success on the Wii. Whereas the DS, still the second best-selling console of all time, and also sold lots of games. A lot of games did well on the DS. I will point out the Switch, just phenomenal numbers. People buy games on the Switch. That's something worth pointing out. So from there, New Leaf had 13.02. That's actually an updated number because the 3DS is still, you know, for the time being, a console that you can buy games for.
Right.
So 13.02 million copies for New Leaf, second best-selling Animal Crossing game. Happy Home Designer, 3.51 million. Yeah, didn't do too bad.
Yeah.
And I will say, Happy Home Designer still has features that have not come to a modern Animal Crossing game. Why not, Nintendo? Come on. Let me change my doors, my doorways, my windows, my curtains.
Yeah.
Give me more customization around that, please. You can do that in Happy Home Designer. Just letting you know. It's possible. Amiibo Festival, 0.49 million copies. All of those were probably those like $2 sales on the game where people just bought it for the Amiibo, honestly. Bring it to Switch. Give us online board game mode.
Yes.
I'll play it again.
Me too.
And then, of course, New Horizons, 41.59 million. Truly outstanding numbers. And I think it's time to reveal this fun fact. New Horizons has sold more copies than all of the other Animal Crossing games combined.
Sheesh.
The 41.59 versus what the rest of the series has done, 35.36 million copies. So
the world needed something to do during lockdown.
They sure did. But even after lockdown, like the game is still selling.
Yeah,
so it's a great game. Good job, Nintendo. we'll play again. It demolishes the past of the series by 6.23 million copies.
Wow.
Amazing. That number is only going to get bigger.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that going back to what we were talking about, I think Nintendo has to be paying attention to this. They have to be working on the next Animal Crossing game sooner rather than later. I mean, I could somehow see Nintendo doing another mainline Animal Crossing game on the Switch if they really want to push the Switch to be at least Nintendo's best-selling system, more so than the DS.
Mm-hmm.
Although, at the same time, I also see your point, Tree, that maybe it's just better to wait for the next system. Imagine a Nintendo system coming out with an Animal Crossing game day one.
That's a day one purchase for 40 million people right
there.
Especially if it's themed.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
They already have my wallet. I already sent it to them. I just put it in the mail. It's at Nintendo's office right now.
I sent them an IOU.
Yeah. You know, Sergio, though, like, you bring up a good point. Like, the Switch, I don't see Nintendo abandoning it anytime soon. Right. Literally, the latest numbers that we got, the Switch is officially the third best-selling console of all time. Yeah. It just surpassed the Game Boy / Game Boy Color. Oh. They're lumped together. But when I noticed that, I was like, I could see, like, a Game Boy Color situation with the Switch here, where we get, like, a new updated console. And that exists already. Like, we have the OLED, we have the Lite. There are variations of the console. Right. But I could see them, to keep it alive, do like a new Nintendo Switch situation or new Nintendo 3DS situation, where it's for some reason named this really dumb name and it's a different console, but it still, like, falls under the same family and continues, like, it can play all the same games. It could play some updated games that are a little bit too strong for the previous console. But, like, the Game Boy Color was that, you know? Like, it was just an updated version of the Game Boy that could still play Game Boy games, but they all had some color to them, you know? So I don't foresee Nintendo looking at the Switch and going, like, let's completely ditch this, because already hundreds of millions of people, I forget what the number is at this point. I think it's like 130 million Switches sold or something like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still a ways to go to reach the DS, which is, I think, is like 152. And I think the top selling is the PS2 with like 154 or something. Million. A ways to go there, but they're probably looking at the Switch and going, like, how do we maintain this audience that we've already built? How do we get enough of them to buy a new console that's stronger? Mm. And, you know, I think they've already put the online infrastructure and the eShop infrastructure to, like, have our purchases carry over. A lot of stuff got rebranded to, like, the My Nintendo store, for example. Their e-commerce on their website has been rebranded to My Nintendo store. All of that My Nintendo stuff is going across our Switch now. Like, we have the Switch Online button that shows you all of these My Nintendo points and rewards and things. Mm-hmm. So I think all of that is indicating that, like, whatever console is next, I don't think we'll have to rebuy all of our games from Switch. Like, I think they'll just cross over to that. At least, like, the eShop purchases and, like, physical purchases, they'll probably make it, like, compatible. But whatever is next, I think they're going to want to retain as much of the audience as possible, because people are buying these games at a rate that I don't think many companies see too often. Like, that type of attachment rate, like, sell any game selling, like, a million copies is a huge deal. To have Nintendo have multiple games getting over 20 million sales,
yeah, right.
that's huge. I did the math for this recently. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at 52 million units has sold more than the entirety of the top 10 games on the Wii U list.
Oh, wow.
Like, the Wii U did terribly, but it had a pretty high attach rate for how terribly it did. Like, 13 million consoles sold, still managed to sell, like, 11 million copies of Mario Kart on there. But even those numbers, as great as they were for attach rate, like, the fact that one game has sold more than the entirety of their top 10, that's really something that Nintendo is thinking, like, we've got to keep that. We've got to keep people interested in buying these games for this console and whatever the next console is. So there's incentive for them to keep the eShop, like, the same.
Yeah.
And not have us buy all of these things over again for the third time. Anyways, that said, real quickly, I did want to lead you through the lowest to highest selling Animal Crossing games. Last place, Amiibo Festival, 0.49 million.
For now.
For now. We'll see how that number goes. when it gets ported to the Switch with online. Population growing, 2.27 million. Happy Home Designer, 3.51 million. City Folk, 4.32 million. Wild World, here's the huge jump, 11.75 million. New Leaf, 13.02 million. And then New Horizons, 41.59 million. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Amazing. People really connected with it. Yeah. It was really great. Anyways, that's our show. It's been fun.
Yeah.
We gave you all a nice little long show. Hopefully it'll stay like to this length, just to give you all a little bit more of a longer show while we're doing it once a month. But you know, if these numbers don't lie, maybe we'll be seeing an Animal Crossing in like 4 years. Yes. Get back to the weekly. if you're good, kids, 4 years from now, we'll have a new Animal Crossing game to enjoy.
Do we have to be good for the whole 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, what else are we gonna do? Nothing but waiting here.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. We'll be back next month, and in the meantime, why not head to paradise and make a home for a random villager you run into? Tag us at Haken Podcast on Instagram or Twitter to show us your creation. And thank you for tuning in.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.